Suzanne Cain. Dublin's Good Times. 98 FM.
I am very excited about my ding-a-ling on this Thursday morning. As we all know, the king or queen of reality TV shows, Big Brother, returns to our screens this Sunday on Virgin Media. Now, the last season was the first season of the show since 2018, and it was won by the fabulous Jordan Sanga, and he joins us now on 98FM. Good morning, Jordan. Please do not swear.
Oh, I'll try not to, but good morning. I don't know about fabulous. That might be a bit of an overstatement, but...
What are you doing on this lovely Thursday morning?
Slightly hungover. I went out with some of the housemates last night.
Oh, amazing.
And you all still get on? There's no drama in the last year, Jordan?
No time for drama.
Now, this time of last year, as I know, you'd be getting ready to go into the house. What was going on in your mind? Take us back. What was going on in your mind before entering the most famous house in the country, Jordan?
World.
Well, I was effing nervous. It was a leap of faith, but it paid off in the end. I applied on a whim and I ended up to win, and I'm so fortunate that I did. I don't know what people saw in me, but I'm glad they saw something.
I think what people seen was the drama I think you caused. I think people,
oh gosh.
Yeah, I think people liked the drama that Jordan was bringing. He was ruffling feathers, Suzanne.
It wasn't, Jordan, your drama was kind of the most undrama, if that makes any sense. So it was like, you know, like you'd almost walk over, you'd drop the bomb and then just walk away. And then my favourite was that you would always just look and be like, me? Am I the drama? Like, it's like, and we're all watching
going. A bit of Countess Luann from Real Housewives of New York.
But there was no malice in you. And I think that that's why people ultimately really, really, because you were a great housemate. And I think, especially for fans of the show, we love that. We love a good housemate.
I know. Well, in there, I was just natural the whole time. And you do get bored in there, but I didn't think I'll go over there and start this and I'll go over there and do that. I just wanted to get out and watch TV.
Jordan, did it live up to your expectation, or did you have any expectation? Because as you said, you kind of applied on a whim. Did you have any pre-expectations going in?
Not really, no. I mean, I would have loved to have gone in and met someone, and I did. But no, I thought I would be out week one. Genuinely, I did. And then Farida went out, which was sad because she was very entertaining viewing.
Yeah.
But no, I had no expectations.
Wow.
You said there, Jordan, you'd no expectations, which I think is actually quite good in a sense. What was the most challenging part of the experience? And by the way, you guys had a short season. You were really only on,
yes,
it was 6 weeks or so. So it was, you know, it wasn't quick, overwhelming the amount of days you were spending there. What was the most challenging aspect of it all for you, the whole experience altogether?
I just think maybe relationships and stuff, because of course the infamous triangle, which I shouldn't mention.
Triangle.
Henry will kill me for that.
Yes.
But yeah, it's just navigating relationships with people I wouldn't ordinarily associate with.
Oh, I love that.
Well, that's because Big Brother is at the core a social experiment, and it's putting people
it's the
together.
Best one.
Yeah, as you say, you wouldn't normally associate with.
No, I like that a lot. Like, no.
It's so shady.
It is so, but you see, this was why
it's classy shade.
You were so good as a housemate. It's like you're not being shady. You are just stating a fact that is true to you, right? Because they're just not people you would. For whatever amount of reasons, be it that in terms of like your social circles, you wouldn't socialise with them or know them. So, and it was a proper cross-section of society, and it put you in, all of you, in really uncomfortable situations, but you just navigated them in, I think, just such a lovely way, again, which is what people like in housemates. You were very honest, which, you know, it's not easy to do, because some people go, oh, I'll just play a card and pretend that I'm really whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas you were honest, you weren't cruel, you were just honest.
Well, I come from a legal background, so my friends from that background are totally different to people I met in the house, and they all think I'm batty for going in. But they can see that it's paid off, and I went to a wedding with Henry the other day, and everyone could see how happy we were together. And
that's really cute.
So, yeah.
That's really nice. Was there any point, Jordan, in the show? Because obviously, as a viewer of the show, we were watching it, and I'm saying, like, definitely, I think there was points of it where you could really see that you were coming out in front and really like a fan favourite. But at any point in the house, did you think, Janie, I could win this?
When I was in the cage and I went back in the house, because Jenkin, Tom and I were in that hideous room. And they kept telling me, you're going back in, Jordan, you're going back in, Jordan. I didn't believe them. I didn't see it. But then when it was announced I was going back in, I thought, oh, God, I must be doing something good.
Yeah, you had a bit of a feeling.
One of the biggest stories from the season was, of course, the love story, not the love triangle. The love story between yourself and Henry. You're obviously still together. You're just saying about attending that wedding just recently. If we can ask you, we're not prying too much into your private life, Jordan. How has the last year of your relationship been?
I mean, it's just like any ordinary relationship. We have our ups, we have our downs, but mostly it's brilliant. And I help Henry in a way which complements how he helps me. So it's really good. It's solid. It's not a showman.
Do you feel the pressure of meeting someone on a reality TV show? Of course, there's going to be interest. You know, you meet on camera. It's one of the biggest reality TV shows out there. Do you feel the pressure when it comes to trying to keep your relationship with Henry private, or do you just have a line that you expect people not to cross?
Well, lots of people speculate. So, for instance, if Henry is not in one of my posts, people think we split up and all that. But at the end of the day, I know what's true. Henry knows what's true. And we didn't go in Love Island. We went in Big Brother. We happened to meet. And it was, you know, it's a beautiful consequence.
Oh, beautiful consequence.
I love that description. I say that about my children sometimes. in terms of kind of winning the show, you haven't done a huge amount of kind of publicity stuff. Like, do you know what I mean? As in, you know, sometimes people come out of the house and it's all about like...
Don't look at me when you say that.
How dare you?
It's
all about the clothing. Well, it's probably, I think we're more used to it with Love Island, but it's all about the clothing deals. It's all about selling air fresheners.
I can't be honest.
He's like, no.
So, was it 100 grand? Was that the prize money for Big Brother last year?
Yeah.
So is that still sitting there? You're obviously not actively looking for a hashtag ad on anything, Jordan.
Well, I think we spoke about this on the 6 o'clock show about buying your staple piece after Big Brother. I bought my Gucci boots. I'm happy now. I think they're half a size too small. So if anyone from Gucci is listening, then please.
And they're an investment. They're an investment.
Well, they're a sore investment if they don't fit.
No, but we've got lots of background stuff going on. I don't want to be that person on social media who does ad after ad after ad. I mean, the ads pay so well, but still, it's not me. And so Henry and I have this podcast in the works, and we're also in other talks. And it takes a long time to do anything in this industry, as I'm sure you know.
Yes, totally.
Slow and conversation.
Now, you did mention there you were out with your fellow housemates knocking back the drinks. Did you expect to go on the show and form the friendships that you have, that like a year later you guys are still hanging out together and having fun?
Well, it's so strange because, as you mentioned earlier, we were only in there for 6 weeks.
That's
which
right.
is a short time. But after the house, I find that, you know, I'm building strong relationships with people I didn't really have a relationship with in the house. So Hallie, Olivia, they're both brilliant. And our friendships have only blossomed since leaving.
For anybody listening this morning, or anybody who's thought about it, applying to the show, obviously you're both winners of the biggest television series. Would you recommend it? And secondly, Jordan, like, what tip would you give to someone going in?
I mean, first, would I recommend it? Definitely. Do it. It's a leap of faith. But what tips? Secondly, prepare yourself to be scrutinised on everything you do once you get out. That sounds negative.
Is that really hard then? Because obviously you mentioned there about, like, in terms of yourself and Henry, you live quite a normal life. Do you think that's a massive thing that people may not necessarily understand, the double-edged sword of being on a reality show?
It depends if you can handle it. There are lots of variables. Sorry, that sounds like a very scientific answer.
We're here for you. Now, the big question is, it's returning on Sunday night. Will you be watching?
I'll be there on the launch.
Oh!
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Well, you've said it now. It's an exclusive here in Ireland. Will you be on the spin-off show, Jordan?
I think so. I think they're still finalising things. I mean, Henry and I have already filmed something for it. I don't know if that's top secret. You'll have to ask.
Well, again, another Irish... Listen, you're talking to the ultimate housemate. You're supposed to tell me these things.
Yes.
How old were you when Brian was in Big Brother, Jordan?
Oh, don't.
I don't know, but I've watched both series of yours.
So
I think you're fabulous.
I was on the show in
2000. I can't believe you were in the house with John McCurick.
Yes.
Vanessa Feltz, the ultimate
we
one.
We did the ultimate. So I won in 2001. What age were you in 2001? Were you born?
Well, 1997.
You weren't born.
No, he was born. He was, no, do the math.
You were five.
Five.
You were four. He was 4 years old. Oh my goodness, I feel.
I watched it whilst playing with my Playmobil.
There you
go. Well, you know what?
And Brian, same. He's pretty much the same.
And let's just wrap it up there. Jordan, thank you so much for joining us on 98 FM. And you're the reigning queen, but not for much longer. Someone else is coming for that crown, Jordan.
They can bloody have it.
Jordan, thank you so much. Give it up for Jordan,
thank
everybody.
You so much.
You are listening to Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain here on 98 FM. And remember, Big Brother returns to our screens this Sunday over on Virgin Media. Yeah, yeah. Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain.